Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allaman.
Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allaman. And joining me live in the studio is Coach Carter Williams, assistant coach for Northridge Grizzlies. How you doing, Coach?
Coach, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing really good, man. How's the wheel?
How's the what?
Your wheel. You know, I know you come in here every day with a cart and your wheel's kind of limping.
Oh, I heard here. I heard wheel.
Like
I
was the wheel,
I'm
bro.
Not dying,
the
man.
Yeah, are, just messed are up. Are you what? In the wheel? How much money do you have?
He's like, what wheel, man?
I have
dying?
A lot of student loan debt. You want to inherit it, Michael?
I don't have any money.
So the ankles are better? Is it getting better? Any surgery needed?
Yeah, actually, I actually avoided surgery, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's encouraging. So,
have you guys started some summer workouts now at Northridge?
Yeah, so Monday we started morning workouts. We're over at Greeley West, actually, because Northridge is being remodeled. So we're in, we're at Greeley West from 6 to 8 in the morning. I think they come in like 9 o'clock or something after that, so you know we don't have any players fighting in the hallways or anything.
Good, good.
But yeah,
it's a little closer for you then. You're closer to your house then that way, right?
So, but also we do Wednesday nights. We throw. We do some throwing, and O line, D line does some work before the throwing. And Saturdays,
skin there. It's getting that time of year, buddy. Getting that time of year. You know, I want to thank you guys to text us on Preps text line at 888-530-0043. I would love to hear from you. You know, we have a great show for you today. We're going to start the show getting you caught up on some Preps news and scores from in and around Northern Colorado. In our second segment, we're going to be joined by the coach. Coach for who? Well, you're going to have to wait and find out. You're not going to want to miss this, though. Then joining us on the Gold Parts Hotline is Jim Jorgensen, head baseball coach for the Greeley West Spartans. And then coming in our last segment, our brother, former CSU and Eaton Red standout and player, the new long snapper for America's team, Micah, the Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Trent Sigg will be joining us. What do you think about that?
Yes, yes. Trent is one of my best friends. Grew up with him. Our friendship, little known fact, our friendship started when his ankle looked about like mine did in a summer league basketball game. So I asked him to move his arm around. He's hurting in pain with his ankle, you know, from rolling it in a game. I'm telling him, hey, man, move your arm around, lift it up, move it around. And I said, okay, dude, we can say that for certain that your arm's not broken. So let's move forward from here.
Right.
We laughed. We became friends from that moment.
From that moment on, it's been on. Yeah. We're excited to talk to him. I know he was playing for the Raiders. Now he's playing for the Dallas Cowboys, which is our favorite team, Carter.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, definitely an upgrade.
Definitely an upgrade. We're excited for him. So we're going to have him on. We're going to spend a little time with him in our last segment. Talk about another great team, the team at Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Make sure to save that number on your cell phone. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. On the left, take it away. I couldn't kick this segment off, though, brother, without a huge congratulations to our Denver Nuggets for winning the Western Conference. And they're headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history, buddy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and it's the funnest Nuggets team to watch that I've ever seen since the Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, Allen Iverson days.
Great,
you know, that's who I grew up on. To see this team and to see Jokic develop as a second round pick and to be as great as he is, to be the greatest player in the game.
I agree, should
be a three-time MVP.
I agree.
It's going to be a fun you know, series, whether they play Boston or Miami.
This is all the time I'm going to give to LaFlop James, because Preps Rewind is too valuable to waste any time on him, okay? But here it is. LaFlop James should retire and move to China. There it is. I stopped watching the NBA because of him. LaFlop James is a poster child for the woke. You go woke, you go broke. NBA needs to pick a better leader. The Denver Nuggets, on the other hand, are a better team in spite of their lack of championships. They are the better team on and off the court. The winning culture is here in Denver, and Coach Malone is the architect, and he's the general contractor. This building he's building isn't complete yet. The foundation is strong, my brother. Culture is set, but it isn't done, and it won't be done until Coach Malone can lift that championship trophy on top of that building like the tip of a sword. I'm so excited for this team.
Yeah, and to see the homegrown talent, to see the culture develop over 4 or 5 years, and to see them do it without a bunch of trades and a bunch of free agency, right. You know, add Aaron Gordon here, pick up Bruce Brown in free agency there, but the homegrown talent, Jamal Murray, believing in Michael Porter Jr. has paid off. Mm-hmm. Believing in a second-round pick in Jokic has paid off. I mean, it's an amazing thing to watch, and it's beautiful. It's how sports and should how teams be. Should be built. Should be.
That's kind of the culture you see at the high school level. That's what you want to see. Yeah. You're seeing it right now at the professional level, though, and what he's doing. In the meantime, like I said, his building isn't done, but in the meantime, he continues to build, and that's what I love to see.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with some playoff baseball. It's in full swing this weekend, but Mother Nature isn't playing fair at all. The 2023 Chassa State Baseball Championship Tournament is in full swing. The tournament kicked off with number one Eaton playing number 25 Peak to Peak, and this one started out ugly for the Reds. I mean, Micah texted me and said, oh my God, the Reds are down 4-0 in the first. And Lucas Stone, he was on the mound, Peak to Peak, jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the top of the first. With momentum on their side, Peak to Peak managed to win the first inning 4-2. But then Lucas Stone, he settled in and never gave up another run. Eaton's pitching got better, and Peak to Peak's bats got cold. Eaton's bats got hot, and man, when I say hot, they never looked back. They scored 2 runs in the bottom of the first, then Ryder True coming through with a bomb to start the scoring. They scored 15 runs in the second inning, brother.
Wow.
15. And then 3 more in the third. Eventually, the game was called. The Reds win 20-4. Stone with the victory, ending peak-to-peak season. Next week, I'm going to try to get Ryder True on, and hopefully his pops, Coach Roy True, who is one of the masterminds behind that stifling Eaton defense, on the show. So hopefully next week they'll come on. I can't wait to talk to them about the season and what that looks like, and it's ending. I mean, we're getting down to the championship here.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully they get a third. Number 4, Montezuma Cortez advances to play Eaton after beating Coleridge 11-2. First pitch today is at 11:30, so weather permitting. Hopefully they'll get it going and they can start playing. Montezuma Cortez, I'm going to tell you right now, they better bring their A game if they have a chance at winning. The Reds are just mentally and physically tough. I'm excited to see that game. If I can get it, if they start playing at 10:30, I'll see if we can get an update on that later in the show. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, buddy. The upset of the tournament so far was number 11, Colorado Academy, beating number 3, Bayfield, 6-7. Colorado Academy is waiting to play against the winner of number 2, University, number 7, Delta. And according to my compa, Coach Dustin Duncan, the game was rained out, and I guess it couldn't come at a better time for University because Delta was making a strong comeback. When the game was called, check this out, University was winning 13-9. It was top of the 7th inning with 1 out and bases loaded. So they were, wow. Delta was making a comeback. It's going to be a great finish. I'm excited about that one. And congratulations to 1A state champion, the Haxton Fighting Bulldogs. They beat Flatirons Academy 19-7 to win the 1A state championship. Congratulations, gentlemen. Up next on our show, Preps Rewind, brother, is the coach. We don't know who it is. We're just going to say the coach is coming up next. We're coming to you live from the Aloe Fiber Studios in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Rest in peace, Miss Tina Turner. If my life was a movie and the part where I'm courting my wife in the movie, Tina's music would be playing in the background. Love, Tina Turner. Rest in peace, Miss Turner. We loved your music. Your music will live on forever. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allamon, and to my right, my brother, assistant coach from the Northridge Grizzlies, Coach Carter Williams. Coach, how are the Grizzlies doing this offseason, man?
You know, we look great, man. I think that we're a young squad, so reps are everything right now, so we're getting our numbers up. There's been a lot of guys at every workout, at everything that I've been able to attend. So, I mean, it's looking positive.
And the kids are, they're excited, man. They're kind of bought into Coach Hayden's football theory and his culture there, it looks like.
Absolutely.
I noticed that last year. I mean, you guys, you know, have some seniors that are gone and they left the program, but those young cats that are coming up, those are the ones that you want excited in building your program. You know, Northridge coming off its best season in school histories. Do you think you have the team to be as good or better than last year's team?
You know, it's always tough to say this early in the off season. You know what it's going to turn into, especially with the young talent we got. And yes, last year's squad. I mean, I didn't get to see them the whole season, but I saw them once, and they were good, well coached, hard nosed football team. I mean, you talk about a team. I've always said that I will take a team that's a little less talented or maybe a little less football savvy mm-hmm. if they will just come and hit you.
Right.
And that's what Northridge was last year.
Right.
They would just come and hit. You.
Right, they were on fire. You know, they were hungry.
Yeah, and as long as that fire and that culture kind of lives on with these young cats that are coming up, it's going to be scary, and it's going to be fun to see what we can do.
And it's pretty amazing how he's got that program just kind of not on, you know, program going. And I think adding somebody like you that has come, you know, through the college ranks and through Eaton, you kind of know that culture as well. I think that's pretty big for him to get you on staff as well. So I'm pretty excited for you guys. I don't want to take away from the seniors last year, because they did a great job. Like you said, they kind of showed those young cats what it was going to be like to make it to the playoffs. And yeah, the first round, it didn't quite end like you wanted it to, but they were able to show some leadership, and that's always good. What is it? What's Coach Hayden preaching right now to his team this time of year?
Oh, he's preaching availability. I mean, your best ability is availability. Be there at everything. We're, like I said, we're a young squad. Reps are everything right now. Weight room reps, on-field reps, mm-hmm. throwing reps, mental reps in the playbook at home. I mean, everything's digital now. Everything's on Huddle, so
right.
they can log in and get 10 minutes of practice, mm-hmm. you know, driving down the road to church in the morning.
Right. And there's no reason for anymore, right? Because there's no excuse now. You don't have to print out 100 playbooks anymore on paper. You got Huddle, which you could take advantage of that. And I think that's really important as well, is to have that. I always think about having a Huddle study session where we bring the team in and we start working the Huddle program, learning how to break down film and learning what plays and the formations and stuff, and kind of just navigating for those young guys to know what that program is and what it can do. Because, man, it's 2023, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's there. Use it. And that's
exactly.
what I feel. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're good. Are you are you going to help with the sub-varsity players as well?
Yeah, I mean, so Hayden's got this great philosophy, which I love, is that our best coaches are going to coach all of our kids. So,
right.
you know, when the defensive coaches are working with the varsity guys, the offensive coaches are working with the sub-varsity offensive guys. And we're working offensive reps and stuff. So, I mean, it's a cool program where we're coaching, you know, it means that I'm coaching the entire practice instead
right.
of just half the practice
right.
and watching the sub-varsity.
Right.
It means that I've got a voice in that. You know, I'm not the play caller or the head coach of the sub-varsity, but I'm there. But I can be on the sideline, and those kids know me. My position knows me, and
right.
they know they can come to me and have that help because I've worked with them
right.
for, you know, those months. There's not that disconnect between, you know, oh, that's a varsity coach. I'm kind of scared of it.
Right.
No, that's just
right.
the dude that's running, you know, bag drills every
right.
day.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's very important, because then you get a lot of the sub-varsity kids playing or practicing with those varsity players as well. You know, obviously we don't want to get a freshman in with the senior and he's going to beat him up, but they at least get that feel of what that looks like jumping up to that varsity level. And
yeah,
that's always
yeah.
good too. Yeah. So, but I wish you guys the best of luck this year, man. I thank you for coming on and kind of talking Northridge football with us. So, I really like to hear how Coach Hayden's doing, and obviously being a coach myself, we like to learn. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, Dan. Yeah. I got to cut you off there
sure,
because
buddy.
He just walked in. The coach, he just walked in about an hour
the
ago.
Coach, we've been waiting for
breaking him. News. A head coach has been named in Ault. All right. As a coach myself, as someone who cares about high school football in Northern Colorado, it's always cool to see my former teammates, my former coaches, position coaches, coordinators move up through the ranks and reach new heights as coaches. And for anybody listening who's thinking about getting into coaching, but you didn't play in college or you don't have professional experience or you weren't very good in high school or whatever it was, take note of this, because I have proof that all it takes is hard work, love for the players, love for the game, a great attitude, and a willingness to learn to be who you want to be in the coaching world. And with that being said, it brings me great pleasure to announce that my friend, my coach, my colleague, a man who's applied for many head coaching, head coordinator jobs and hasn't gotten them, and every time has told me, my time will come. Amen. Well, our host, Daniel Alleman, has accepted the position to be the new head football coach at Highland High School.
Yes, sir.
For the first time in public, right here on
Preps
KFKA,
Rewind.
Preps Rewind. Congratulations, Dan. Your time has come. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Thank you for that, Coach Carter. I appreciate that, man. I feel great. I'm blessed, bro. I mean, I'm blessed. It happened fast. I cried this morning in my office talking to, you know, I called each one of the coaches that I worked with in Eaton. I called Coach Lemon, and I bawled. And for me, it's a huge step, but I love my guys. I love my brothers. And I think we're just going to spread the love up north and in the alt and show them that, you know, everything is possible. Anything is possible if we just believe in it. And I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Definitely. So
tell me about the conversation with Coach Lemon. What did he have to say to you?
Coach Lemon was, you know, he was very, I was right in the middle of crying, and he's just talking to me, and he one thing he said to me was that he regretted not thanking me enough for all I did for Eaton, and I don't need that, right? And yeah. I thought he did enough of that for me, because he's just that kind of dude. Mm-hmm. But in his mind, he didn't do enough. He didn't feel like he did enough for that, and so that just sent me into tears more. But he knows that Alt needs it. Alt needs me, and if there's anybody that can turn that program around, and this was huge what he said, it's you. And yeah. So when he said that, I cried and I thanked him, because that means a ton to me. I talked to Coach Grable. I talked to Coach True, Coach Craddock, Coach Stewie, who is now the new head coach. Congratulations to Coach Stewie. I don't know if they're going to make it official or when they are, but that's my brother. I'm so happy for him, that new head coach for the Eaton Reds. I talked to all my guys and my brothers, and they're so supportive, and that was important to me. I didn't want anybody to hear it but from me. And so I'm excited about the opportunity, bro.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Thank you, bro.
Talked about this for years.
We have.
I wrote you a letter of recommendation.
Yeah, you did.
Hopefully that helped you. You know, hopefully that helped to get that job or you know, whatever. But
I donated a lot of money to the school, so you're welcome.
Yes. But I'm excited about the opportunity. I thank the staff at Highland for meeting me yesterday and having confidence in me that I can do something and maybe turn this program around. So I'm excited.
So how many coaches do you have on staff coming in? Did you get to meet those guys? I mean, what is your
experience? I have not yet. Next, you know, with the holiday coming on, Tuesday will probably be the day. I think the first thing I would love to do is meet with the staff and introduce myself. I don't know any of them. They're going to kind of help me navigate my way through around Highland. So I'm appreciative of that. But I'm excited to meet them and see who we have and start building, because that's what we need to do, start building our foundation.
Yeah. So are you and Stu going to draft coaches and just kind of pick half, take half,
you know,
you're gonna take half 5 miles up the road?
I did. I would love to see my son come with me. I'd love to see him. You know, he's a defensive minded coach. I would love nothing more than to be by him by my side as I travel this journey. But I know his heart's in Eaton. And so I know he's just not one of those cats that's just going to up and leave Eaton. So I think what he's going to do is probably take this year with Eaton and finish with Eaton and kind of go into it. And then, you know, he always has a home with me. He knows that, you know, outside of football, inside of football, he's always got home with dad. So, but in my mind, we're just expanding the Alleman brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stay in Eaton. I'll go up to all and then the building still continues. And that's what's great about it. And so I'm excited, Coach. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what is the offense, defense? I mean, when it hits fall, what is Highland going to be doing? What is it going to be looking like? I mean, under Coach Alleman, what do you anticipate that looking like?
High tempo. Fast offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the spread offense. I love to put strain in that box. Defensively, man, we're going to be hounds. I mean, defensively, we definitely want the ball. Obviously, we're going to watch our turnovers. You don't want anybody to score. But we definitely want everybody to hustle to the ball, gap control, defense. And so a lot of what I learned in Eaton, they're going to learn a lot of that as well in Highland, because that's what I've known the last, 11 years and nine since Lemon's been there. So I respect those guys, and I think the biggest thing, the biggest sign of respect, is when you can emulate somebody else's program. And so I'll bring a lot of the culture and stuff that we built in Eaton to all. That's awesome. My goal.
Yeah.
So thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. You heard it first right here on Preps Rewind. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Coach.
Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget to text me on Preps text line 888-530-0043. We're trying to get Coach Jorgensen on the line right now. He's I think he might be a little busy. It is the holiday season. The holidays. First official holiday, right? Summer holiday, I guess. Boating season holiday right now. I know the fishing is hot everywhere, bro. That's where I'm headed after I leave here. I'm going to go and check out some of the lakes. I'm going to go to the bait shop. I'm going to make sure, get the tank set up. But fishing all over Colorado is hot. So if you're in the mood, I know the weather isn't going to be cooperating this afternoon, but if you're in the mood, go out and hit the lakes, man. Hit them early. Hit them in the evening if you can, if it's not raining, late at night and then early morning. I'd say by 9:30, 10 o'clock, you can come off the lake and then go enjoy lunch with mama. That's what I would suggest. So we're going to hook up with Coach Jorgensen here in a little bit. I want to thank Coach Carter for that nice introduction. Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate that. It goes a long way. Like I said, I don't think I've ever I cried more today than I have in my life, I think. But yeah, it's good tears, right?
Yeah, but the crying time's over. It's time to get to work.
Time to get to work. That's it. That's what I told my wife. I got back home and I told my wife, I was like, man, it's time to get to work now. My brothers know and they're supportive and it's time to go. So I'm excited. But right now, joining us on the Gould Parts Hotline is Coach Jim Jorgensen, the head baseball coach for Greeley West. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you for joining me, brother. We've been playing this for a couple weeks now, and I really appreciate it. I understand we are kin, man, somewhat.
That's what I hear.
So now I'm going to kind of go through this family tree, and you tell me if I'm wrong. So your mom's sister is Jane Osborne, right?
Correct.
That's Grandma Osborne in my household. We love Grandma Osborne. Jane is my wife's grandma, which means you are my wife's first cousin.
Yep.
Yeah, we are kin.
We are related.
We are related. You know, I had the pleasure to meet your dad. I actually got to sit with him and talk football with him a lot. We talked a lot of football. I remember Heidi and I sat with him in the stands as he would do stats for Coach Rogie when we first got up north here. Just a great guy. 24 years as an assistant coach with Greeley West. Your ties to Greeley West run deep, my brother. You started helping your pops in the early 70s. How was that like?
I bleed blue and gold. I always have. I mean, I growing up, I was a big Greeley Central guy before Greeley West was even open, and Dad and I would go to all the Central games, and I always wanted to be a Wildcat. And when West opened up in 65, Dad was still coaching at Heath, and I was just like, I hated that school out there. You know, they were way out west. Like, and the school looked like a sewer, and I hated their colors, that baby blue and gold. I'm like, it's sissy colors. They're not black and orange. They're real man colors. And my dad got Coach Christensen came and got my dad and said, hey, you're going to come be an assistant out at West in 1970. and I cried for 2 days. I was like, I don't. And then once I got out there and became a ball boy in 1970 and graduated in 78. Both my sons graduated there.
Yeah,
2003 and 2005. It's in the blood.
It's in the blood, man. You know, my family tree keeps growing. I love it. I must say, it's keeping some pretty good company, brother. Thank you very much. Congratulations on completing your first year at Greeley West. When did you realize that you wanted to be the head guy at Greeley West?
It's always been in the back of my mind. It really has. I was an assistant out there with Coach Ziegler in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, for 10 years. 10 years is what I read.
Yeah, and then I went to Platte Valley as a head guy out there for about 6 or 7 years. And then I helped Coach Deal out in Windsor. And in about 2017, I thought, I'm done. I've done this a long time. I want a break. And I moved to Arizona, lived there for about a year and a half, came back in 2019, the summer of 2019, and got pulled back in it.
Yeah.
Started coaching for Gojos again. I've been coaching for Gojos since the early 2000s. And, so I was always thinking about it. It was just never the right time with what I was doing for my job or whatever it was that was going on in my life. And, it just so happened when the job became available last summer, I changed jobs and, everything kind of fell into place. And it's always been the job that I've always coveted. But it never was just in the cards for me.
Right.
Until,
and now it is, Coach. Now it is.
Coach Carter Williams sitting in with Dan here today. I got some questions for you. So you mentioned that you've coached at Gojo since the early 2000s. And Greeley, I coached at Greeley Central for the last 5 years and coaching football, and now I'm over at Northridge. Greeley can be a less attractive place to coach to some people from the outside looking in. And you spent some time in the community, outside the community, and then coaching Gojos, where you can, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can kind of recruit players and pick your guys. But you just said that Greeley West was your dream job. Why is that? Talk to me about, what that means to you.
It's just like I said before, it's been in my blood since 1970. My dad coached there. Both of my sons went there and played both baseball and football. I played baseball, football, and basketball. It's been in our family's blood since 1970, and it was the only job I would have taken at this point in my life.
Right.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and it would definitely it definitely had to be the right school at the right time, and it just fell, like I said, it fell into place. The stars aligned, and I'm so happy to be out there.
That's great, man. Coach, I read that you were there 22 years at Gojo's. You've been there 22 years.
I have, and we're just, we've kind of expanded lately in the last 2 or 3 years. We've started a 16U team, which I coached the last 2 years. And this year I've moved back up with the 18s, and we're going to be solid. We're going to have a solid team.
Yeah, Coach, talk to me about that. I mean, I'm looking at you guys went 5-18 this year. On this show, Dan likes to make it the Eaton Reds Power Hour a lot of the times and talk about that those guys. But talk to me about, some of the things that we don't see on Max Preps that you guys accomplished this year and what you have to look forward to for the next year or two coming up.
Sure. So I tell the kids, especially this year, The W and the L, what they stand for. The W is always wins, obviously, but the L is not losses. For us this year, the L's were lessons, and we learned lessons every time we went out on the field this year. We were very young, very inexperienced. We only had one player that had really a whole lot of varsity experience, Alejandro Verdugo, who actually was voted first team all conference.
Brother, I was just going to mention yeah. Alejandro. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace that guy.
He meant so much to the team and so much to me. And I love him to death. I actually have him for another summer. He'll play for us and for the Gojos team. But just his leadership and just him knowing that he was the only guy that really had any varsity experience and what he meant to the kids and the rest of the players and how they looked up to him and how I looked up to him and the struggles he went through on his senior year that number-wise wasn't great, but he just battled, and there was so much pressure on him. He felt like he had to carry the whole team, which he didn't, but when you're 18 years old and you feel that pressure, it's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
But, you know, as far as the lessons learned this year, like I said, we competed in almost every game we were in. We never gave up. There was one game that we kind of let go early and never recovered. But other than that, even when we got behind, we battled all through the game. I'm so proud of the kids and how they worked. And I know next spring, with the experience that we have, the guys that are getting 1 year older, 1 year stronger, and the summer, working over in the summer, it's going to be a plus, and I know we'll be much better next year.
Amen to that, man. You know, you can't build that overnight. You got to build that championship culture. It takes brick by brick, and it could take a year or two, or a season or two, or three seasons. But you're definitely on the right path, Coach. I really appreciate it, cousin. You coming on, man. I wish nothing the best, but the best for you. I pray blessings over you and your entire team. Give Auntie our love, will you?
Will do.
All right, and we'll get you back on, Coach, because I want to follow your program, and I want to get you back on, cousin. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, sir. You know, Carter, I just get excited, man. My family tree keeps growing, and it keeps getting better, man. God is good. You know who else is good? Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, coming to you. We are coming to you live from the Hello Fiber Studios. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. He is Carter Williams, and this is Preps Rewind. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The opinions of Micah Kilpatrick do not necessarily represent the opinions of radio station KFKA, its staff, management, sponsors, listeners, or the general public. Micah is a one-of-a-kind weirdo, and we wish to distance ourselves from his oddball comments. However, it is important to note that when he says that the Dallas Cowboys are not America's team, he is correct. The Dallas Cowboys are managed by a moron, rooted for by fair-weather morons, feature a highly concussed moronic roster, and are the official team of North Korea. They aren't as evil as the Raiders, Chargers, and Chiefs, but their mediocre brand of football is enjoyed only by the lowest common denominator. High ratings for Dallas Cowboys games are a clear result of America's failing public schools. All of this is fact. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget, you can text me on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. Do not pay attention to that. Like I said, we do not. Micah, that is funny, but yeah, we are excited about what we have and who we have coming on. Talk about a team that you can trust. Gould Parts is one of our great sponsors. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado will find it. Don't go anywhere right now. We have Dallas Cowboy long snapper Trent Sigg on the line. Trent, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. And that was a rather aggressive intro.
Trent, I'm looking at Micah right now. We can take him. Okay.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Carter's got one leg, and Carter can take him, bro.
Yeah, I forgot to actually tell you about this, Trent, but my arm's not broken right now. My ankle's pretty messed up. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was telling him about that. But anyway, dude, so I got a couple questions for you right away. So, we want to talk to you about who you are and, you know, where you've been. You're an accomplished professional athlete. You were part of the best special teams group over the past 4 or 5 years in the NFL. And a little known fact, you're a trained rocket scientist. And I also have out of Eaton that tells me that you're a new father, a separate source that tells me you're an avid Star Wars fan, right? Is that true?
Yeah, your sources are correct. I'm not exactly sure who the source is, but But yeah, they're all spot on.
Yeah, the source actually said he went to a few of the movies with you when they premiered. You also have a thick, wiry ring of hair that goes all the way around your head. So we start in the obvious place with you, Dallas Cowboys long snapper and rocket scientist Trent Sigg. Give us your best Chewbacca impersonation.
My best what?
Your best Chewbacca impersonation.
Oh, Chewbacca. The...
Yeah, yeah, I told you you'd do it.
Yeah. That is awesome, brother. Thank you very much, man. Are you settled in Dallas yet?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. We've still got a couple boxes left to unpack, but my house is put together. Mom came out a couple weekends ago and watched the baby so that Carly and I could really just not try to knock it all out, but as settled as we can be for right now.
Amen, man. I don't know if you know this, but Mitch Unrein lives in Texas as well. I know he's got a ranch out there. I did have him on the show.
Oh, I didn't realize he moved up.
Yeah, he's got a ranch down there. They do. I don't think they do any guide services or hunting, but hunting guide services. But I know you can go on his land and do some hunting. So you'll have to hook up with him, man. I'll have to text you his number. It'd be great. Yeah. I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah, I'll have to reach out for him, James, for sure.
Yeah, man. Did you have a chance to meet JJ, Jerry Jones?
The father. No, they don't usually bring the owner in when the snapper signs, but I'm sure I'll have a chance to meet him here once we get going a little bit more full tilt.
Man, Trent, you know, we're just amazed, man. We talk to you, you know, and I've talked to you a lot, and you have a great chance right now at playing in the Super Bowl this year. Have you thought about that?
Oh yeah, my dad's made sure to remind me a few times. So yeah, it definitely is exciting going into the year and being favored in most of the games. Like looking at it, I mean, definitely don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Right,
But yeah, I mean, obviously, Cowboys have been perennial playoff team, and just really trying to push over the hump here this year.
Trent, I want to remind you of who there's probably only a few people in your life who could ruin your reputation. And if you guys do go to the Super Bowl, I know I'm not going to play the, you know, we've been best friends card. I'm not going to do all that. I'm going to play the I will ruin you card if you don't give me one of those two tickets that you guys get. But
end your career.
End you.
So you played at CSU. You guys were pretty successful there during your time there, and you know, former NFL tight end Joel Dreesen played at CSU as well, and I remember when he retired, I remember him saying he was actually a pretty good long snapper, saying that he might come back for a year or two as a long snapper, but you know, he was done as a tight end. And you know, you were an accomplished tight end and defensive end at Eaton. Do you see kind of a similar career arc? Do you want to, you know, maybe spend the last couple of years of your career in the NFL playing tight end or D end?
Do it.
That'd be really exciting, but I do think that athletic part of my career is over. I'm very specialized now on throwing a ball between my legs.
So you just look like Max Crosby. You don't pass rush like him.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I get mistaken for him a couple times while I'm out and about, then I feel like I'm doing something right.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at some of your stats too, and one of the stats that amazed me is that you didn't have one error the whole time you were at Oakland
or Vegas.
Nothing, I'm sorry.
Nothing too crazy, but yeah, I mean, we got the balls off. I didn't really have anything too awful to snap. I wouldn't say no errors, but yeah, just try to make sure my misses are still manageable.
Well, I'm just going off the NFL stats. That's what they tell me, so that's what I believe, man. They're like, it's like God telling you something in that Bible. Wow. So it's the same, you know.
Well,
if they say Trent,
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I mean, it was amazing, and for the Cowboys to get you, for us, we're like giggling little girls in this studio right now because we're just like so excited for you, and you're playing for our team. I mean, that is who I know, Carter.
America's team,
brother. You know, I've been following since the day I was born, the Cowboys, and Carter as well. I mean, Carter was telling us a story about how you would always give him crap about being a Dallas fan sometimes, but.
Oh, I would never do that.
Never. That's what I said. He said, I'd never
do
that. No,
Trent's never said anything bad about Tony Romo before. It's like,
Yeah, exactly. Never, man. Hey, have you been to the Star?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been getting in there for the last couple of weeks for the off-season program.
How is that?
it's beautiful. They went all out, or went all out with it. You know, it's, I think it's about 7-8 years old now, but it still looks brand new. I think it's all laid out amazingly. So, it's really, really efficient, and just really the area around it's built up really cool too. Like, it's kind of a big, seems to be a big part of the Frisco community.
Right. And how far do you live close to the Star, or do you live, how far are you from the facility there?
I'm 15 minutes away, 12 if I hit the lights all green.
Perfect. You're not far at all then. That's, I heard that's some pretty area up there. I've never been there. I definitely love to go. That's one thing on the bucket list, is to get up to the Star and check it out. Because I know Jerry Jones. We all know him. He doesn't spare any expense when it comes to the Cowboys. I mean, he wants the best. And to be honest with you, Micah had in that intro that we were North Korea's team. Well, then you would have to admit that we are the world's team then, not just America.
I was just about to say the
world's team. The world's team, yes. It kind of backfired on, but I'll take that. We'll take that as far as... But Jerry,
you guys are delusional.
He doesn't spare any expense. I mean, we see it in the stadium. And how many times have you played in that stadium?
So I've only played there one time. It was Thanksgiving Day in 2020, I believe.
And that's the day you beat us.
Hey, Trent, yeah. talk us through the last 12 seconds of that game.
Oh, the four offsides in a row?
I remember texting you. I said, "Is this the was that the longest you've ever been on the field for, at one time for one sequence?" And you were like, "By far."
Yeah. Like first snap, you know, kind of normal, like a little bit of jitters, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't like to say jitters, but like the intensity on the first snap, second snap, after the offsides, is like, after that, it kind of turned into like, okay, we're just in the middle of a field goal script right now where we're going to kick 5 or 6 of these in a row. So, the interesting thing about that, that play too, was if they had jumped offsides one more time, the refs would have awarded the field goals to the Raiders. If you repeat a penalty like 3 or 4 times, I can't remember. I think it's 4 times. If you repeat a penalty 4 times, that's trying to like directly stop a play, then the refs can just award it to them.
Wow.
So, I mean, hats off to the coaching staff of the Cowboys knowing right where that line was.
They got somebody up in that booth going, "Here are the rules," and he's going through his book going, "Hey, we can't do that one more time, otherwise we're going to give him points." Yeah, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great, man.
So
that's...
I think Daniel went 3 for 4 on those, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was offside by like 5 yards, so, but on the one he missed.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like playing in AT&T Stadium, man, for you? I know you were there as a Raider. It's going to be different with the Star on the side of your helmet, but how is it like playing there?
It just feels bigger. I can't remember how many people it holds. Carter, give me some stats here.
Well, when I was there, I went to a Thursday night game a few years ago. Me and my wife went down there, and it was a Thursday night, and they were playing the Redskins at the time, now the Commanders. Mm-hmm. They and I was looking around. I'm in the upper deck, and I'm looking around before the game, and I'm like, man, it looks really empty in here. And then they have a stat up on the screen that the attendance was 85,000 that game. So I looked it up, and I think it holds like 110, 120, something like that.
And that's massive for an NFL stadium. Usually they're like 65 to 70, like 80s on the high end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And 50,000 of those people were seat fillers.
Whatever.
Well, and the amazing part about that is it's like a amusement park around there. Yeah. I mean, before the game, there's like 3 or 4 stages with concerts going on and everything.
A lot of stuff going
on. But Trent, on a more serious note, do we have time?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back on.
Hey, Trent, man, thank you for coming on, bud, sharing your story with us, brother. We get you back on, though. I know you're busy, but we'd love to get you back on, man.
With Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. With Mike. Yeah, we'll talk to you, Micah Parsons, see if we can get him on there.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good, man. Thank you for coming on, brother. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, man. I'm Coach Daniel. I'm on Walking This Earth with Purpose to Influence, period. This is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.